The Gemara Masechet Kedushin, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, poses the following question. Rava poses the following question. By Rava, a man says to someone else, "Shtei b'noisecha, I'm being mekadosh your two daughters, and the two daughters are obviously ketanim, which, as we know, while the girls are ketanim, their father has the ability to be mekadosh them." As the Torah says, as biti nosati lishazeh. The two men who are being mekadosh are obviously gedolim. Only a gadol could get married, a male. And they pointed their father to be their shliach, to be mekadosh them. And the question is, shtei b'nei sechel shnei b'nei. Two fathers meet, and they say, and the father of the girls, who are ketanis, says to the father of the men who are gedolim, who was appointed by their sons, by his sons who are gedolim, to be mekadosh for them wives. The question is, they only gave one pruta for the two kedushin, mahu. So how does the halacha look at this? Do we say Boston Nice and Makabal is leaning? We look at, there are two individuals, there are two fathers, and one is given a pruta, one is giving a pruta, and the other one is receiving a pruta. And therefore, the halacha is that it's certainly a valid kedushin. We look at each girl individually, and as we have been discussing, in order for a kedushin to be valid, the girl has to receive a pruta for a leka, and she is not receiving a pruta. And the Gemara remains with a teiku how to look at the shaila. So the paiskim discuss, is this issue that we're discussing now a question in all types of kinyanim, or is it only a question regarding kedushin? Rav Shimon, in the Chedusha of Shimon, Simon Tezvov, says that the fact that the Gemara only asked this question here regarding Kedushin, it's a raya that it's only a question Hilchas Kedushin. Everywhere else, it would certainly be not a question and effective. And therefore, in a situation, for example, if Reuven gave Shimon a pruta on behalf that he should sell one of his fields to Levi and one of his fields to Yehuda. So here again, Shimon is receiving one pruta. So we have one pruta being given from one individual, Reuven, to another individual, Shimon, but it's on behalf of two fields. So is one pruta enough or two prutas required? Says of Shimon, that only one pruta is enough. Because he explains, and what would happen if somebody, if Reuven, a simpler story, if Reuven was approaching Shimon, and Reuven was buying from Shimon two fields in one Maisa Kinyan, would anybody think that you need to give more than one pruta? Everybody would agree that only one pruta is required. Therefore, even if it's being bought on behalf of two people, the halacha doesn't change, and one pruta is enough. Because all we have is one ma'isa kinyan, and as long as there's one ma'isa kinyan, one pruta is adequate. Says Rav Shimon, that is exactly the Gemara's question. How do we look at this story when the two fathers are talking to each other and they're doing a ma'isa kinyan and they're marrying off two daughters with two sons? Do we look at it as one ma'isa kinyan? And if it's viewed as one ma'isa kinyan, then one pruta, just like when you buy two fields. Even if you're buying two fields for two different people, one pruta is adequate? Or is kedushin different? And each kedushin has its own requirements, and therefore, two prutas will be required. But when it comes to any other type of kinyan, says Rav Shimon, there is no question that one pruta would be enough. And actually, I found that the Paiskim say that this is a explicit Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Masechet Ksubis, Perek Hay, Halacha Aleph, says, Kishken Adam Koineshnei Karkos B'Shava Pruta, V'ein Adam Koineshnei Noshim B'Shava Pruta. You could buy two properties with one pruta, but you can't be Mikadish two women with one pruta. And I think what the Yerushalmi is saying is exactly Rav Shimon's Vart, that there's a difference between Kiddushin and all other kinyanim. This question comes up. We know that the minhag ha'olam is to do mechiras chametz. They sell chametz to an akum that they don't want to destroy, they don't want to get rid of, they sell to an akum. And the question is, Aruch HaShulchan, beautiful Aruch HaShulchan, and Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov Mem Ches, Sifkotn Chav Aleph, Sifkotn Chav Beis, goes into an explanation that on Erev Pesach, when the Rav is selling the chametz to an akum, he should try to use all the different types of kinyonim that the halacha describes. Kedushay karka, kedushay kinyon agav, kinyon chotzer, kinyon sesma, a handshake. And of course, one of the kinyonim that is done, the kinyon that we always understand best, is kinyon kesef. But how does the kinyon kesef work? The way the kinyan kesef works is that, let's say you have a rav that's selling chametz for many different people, and if you assess the value of all of that chametz, it actually could be quite expensive. The akum doesn't have to deposit, doesn't have to pay the value of all of that chametz. What he does is he gives a deposit. He gives a deposit for all of for the chametz. They make an evaluation what the chametz is worth, and he gives a deposit. So let's say the Rav is representing 100 people. So the question that the Paiskim discuss, does he have to give a deposit that gives every one of the people who's selling the chametz one pruta? So if he's selling 100 for 100 people, the Rav is representing 100 people, the amount of money that the Akum would have to give as a deposit would have to equal 100 prutas? Or is one pruta adequate? This is a very big machloikas apaiskim. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan in the Shalos Tshuvos Be'er Yitzchak Siman Aleph, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon, the Shor LeMeishiv, and Madura Tinyana Chelik Beis, Simon Ayin Zayin. And in fact, one of the reasons he was unhappy, originally, he says the way it worked with Mechiras Chametz was that they used to have everybody sold the Chametz by themselves to an Akum. Over the years, because people were not experts in knowing how to properly sell Chametz, they changed that the Rabbonim sold the chametz. But the Shalom Moshe says, we might not have accomplished something very positive by doing so. Because what happens now is this problem. If everybody sells their own chametz to an Akum, so he does a Kinyan Kesef, and the Kinyan Kesef, of course, the Akum gives him a pruta. But if we're doing the Mechiras chametz for numerous families, and in certain communities, the meaning is that all the Rabbonim sell the chametz to the Akum together, so it could be representing many, many families. We may end up that there's not a pruta in the deposit that the Akum is giving for every individual, and that we're therefore create a real issue. And therefore, he wanted everybody to sell their chametz themselves, not as part of a community. I saw in the nusach of the Mechiras Chametz, of the Mikroi Kodesh, Ratzvi Pesach Frank, and the Mikroi Kodesh on Hilchas Pesach, Chelek Aleph, Simon Samach Tes, that he also says that you should make sure that the Akum gives a pruta for every Meicher that's selling. All based on the Aruch HaShulchan that I quoted earlier, also holds that way. The Stechemet, however, in Mareches Chametz Matzah, Simen Tes Ois Vov, says that it's not necessary. And he says that it, and he says that one pruta for all of the people that are selling chametz, even if the Akum just gives one pruta, and there are many people involved in this mechira, still one pruta would be adequate. Mm-hmm. And there's a beautiful discussion about this shaila in the Mayad Mizmanim, Chelek Dalet Simen Reish Ayin Ches. And he very much connects this question to our Gemara. Because in our Gemara it seems that certainly L'chatchila, the halacha is you should have to have a pruta for each Kedushin. So he says that you can't compare the, and he says here a very important vart, which is really Rav Shimon's vart, but he explains it a little more. He says there's a very fundamental difference when we think about kinyonim regarding a transaction, somebody buying something, including chametz, versus kedushin. He establishes that there's a fundamental difference in perspective between what a kinyan of kedushin accomplishes and a kinyan of any financial transaction accomplishes. He explains as follows. The purpose of a kinyan when we do a financial transaction is really just to show gemiras das. It's really to show that the buyer and seller are serious about this transaction. And kesef, by the buyer depositing some money, represents a gemiras das. He says, however, when kedushin, it's not just that it represents a gemiras das. The Torah establishes that there are certain ways that a marriage, that an erusin takes place, and there are other ways that it doesn't take place. And therefore, he suggests it's not just a gemiras das that's required. It's a certain type of act that is required. And there are gevaldige rayos from our Gemara. There's a sugya that we learn in our Masechta, Mekadesh Memilva Einem Mekadeshes. So he says, why would be an halacha? Can you do a kinyan with a milva? He says, certainly you could do a kinyan with a milva. So even though you can't do a kedusha with a milva, you could still do a kinyan with a milva. And the reason is, because by kinyan, it shows gemiras das. So even if you use a milva, you've shown that gemiras das. Kedushin, it's not just the gemiras das. You have to have a maisa kinyan. And as the Gemara explained, with a milva, it's lacking in the Maisa Kinyan. And therefore, it could be, therefore by Mechiras Chametz, one pruta will be enough. He also says, it really depends on another question. How do we look, the Rav who's selling Chametz on behalf of all the community members, he's their shliach. And that's what happens when you write a harshah. People make a mistake. Nobody's selling the chametz to the Rav. The Rav is not allowed to own chametz, just like we are. And no Rav is interested in buying our chametz. What we're doing is we're appointing the Rav to be our shliach to do the Maisa Kinyan on our behalf. So the question is, how does the halacha look at the shliach? Does the halacha look at the shliach as an extension of the mishalchim, but each mishalach still remains independent? Or does the halacha look at the shliach as a new person who's representing them all? He says, it's really a machloikis from Kveger Sam Seifer. He says, there's a Kinyan Agav. We just learned that you could buy metatlin Agav Karka. So what would be the halacha if the shliach is acting as a representative of the to do a Kinyan? Could we use the Karka of the shliach? Rabbi Kivega says you can. Chassam Sofer says you cannot. Rabbi Kivega obviously considers the shliach as the Bala Maisa. He himself is personally involved. So therefore, his karka could be used. Chassam Sofer says the shliach is only an extension of the Mishalchim. He doesn't have any independent identity. And because he doesn't have any independent identity, his karka doesn't have any role to play here, and you can only use the karka of the mishalchim. So that would be as well by the shliach who's selling the chametz to the akum. If he has an independent identity, therefore one pruta given to him would be enough. If, however, he's only a representative of the mishalchim, then you would need to have a pruta, perhaps, for every mishaleach. Says the Miyadim Vizmanim, that's, again, only a situation by Mechira, where we can have a discussion how to view the position of the shliach. But when we speak about any other type of, when we speak about kedushin, certainly no one could suggest that the shliach is representing himself, that he has an independent role to play here. He's not getting married. The father's only a shliach for his daughter. And therefore, even if we'll say by kinyonim that one pruta given to the shliach will work for all the people who the shliach represents, we could not say that by kedushin, and that's why the Gemara says that if you gave one pruta to the father of the two girls, the Gemara is saying that it wouldn't be a valid kedushin, but that doesn't have necessarily the same rule by kinyonim or in our discussion, mechiras chametz.